Well, it affects us in two primary ways. First, our exports and our travel is down compared to what it would have otherwise been. And secondly, financial markets are in turmoil, and so we're seeing this great movement away from risk.
Well, you know, Hank, I think I get how the international markets are all interconnected. Still, though, for the average Floridian, we don't really see how a European financial crisis could affect us that much as we go through our daily lives. Could you spell that out for us? How do economic troubles in Greece, for example, impact our pocketbooks here in Central Florida?
Well, the most direct and immediate effect comes through financial markets. So although interest rates, mortgage rates, for example, are very low, credit standards have tightened dramatically because of this aversion to risk caused by the prospects of turmoil continuing in Europe, perhaps some kind of financial crisis like we had with Lehman Brothers. And that causes banks and financial institutions across the world and here in Central Florida be a little more reluctant to lend.
And now, in addition to the European fiscal crisis, many business people are saying that they're concerned about uncertainty here in the U.S.
Tremendous uncertainty. We have this looming fiscal problem. We have the debt ceiling that we're going to approach again right after the election. We have the prospect of rising taxes if Congress can't take action to deal with the deficit, and certainly they don't appear to be doing that before the election. Congress can't even pass a highway spending bill without it getting completely bogged down in the politics. And then we have a court decision, Supreme Court decision about the health care law. So all these type of uncertainties coupled with the uncertainties in our financial markets caused by the turmoil in Europe are causing many business people to all of a sudden become very conservative. You know, the memories of the Great Recession are very real.
So it sounds to me like what you're saying, Hank, is some business people seem to be sort of waiting for the other shoe to drop, and they'll start moving forward, maybe start hiring again after November, regardless of which candidate wins the presidency.
Yes, I absolutely believe that that will resolve some things in the lame duck session. We're not going to allow the country to fall off a fiscal cliff and just allow automatic spending cuts across the board, especially in defense and significant increases in taxes just to occur because Congress can't make a decision. We're not about to let the highway bill languish because Congress can't make a decision. We're not about to allow the debt ceiling to constrain again the way it did a couple of years ago when we had this big debate in the United States. So I do think we'll resolve some of the things, no matter who gets elected after the election is over.
So all this uncertainty, both domestically and overseas, is contributing to, among other things, a sharp drop in consumer confidence, it looks like.
Yeah, we've had a significant drop in consumer confidence. We've had very slow hiring. And the past 2 months, we've had actual reductions in retail sales. Retail sales fell at a 2.4% rate in each of the last 2 months. And even if we take out automobile and gasoline sales to get to core retail sales, Tom, those sales have been falling at a 1.2% pace. So this is not a good prospect for the economy. It really indicates that growth has slowed down from a slow 2% to certainly 1%, maybe less.
Now, late last week, Hank, the state released the unemployment figures for May, and it was kind of a mix of good and bad indicators. Statewide, overall, the jobless rate inched up, but only by a fraction of a percent, and some regions actually added at least a modest amount of jobs. How do you read these most recent unemployment numbers? What do you think that these figures are telling us?
It tells us that basically Florida continues to slog along. The unemployment rate went down a little bit. That's good. Job growth was up for the 22nd consecutive month in a row. That's good. But the rate of job growth is less than half the rate of the U.S. economy as a whole. We are severely lagging the national recovery, even as slow as that is.
And I thought it was interesting that the growth in job creation, modest though it was exceptionally uneven across the state. Some areas doing really quite well, while others still appear to be losing ground.
Absolutely. Half the job growth was in Tampa and Miami. In Miami, we have international trade, tourism, and also a significant amount of in-migration. Tampa's benefiting from the recovery in the whole Southwest Florida. Orlando's been slower because of the topping of the momentum of growth in tourism. Tourism is growing at a slower pace. And then we have many metropolitan areas, such as Tallahassee and Gainesville, that are suffering because of the lack of state job growth, and then the very slow recovery amongst those areas particularly dependent upon retiree migration, Ocala, Palm Coast, Punta Gorda. And so the combination of those things has produced a very modest recovery in jobs.